Let us give thanks to the Almighty God. O loving and merciful God, Father of heaven and earth, we stand before you as humbled as we know how. We come giving you all honor and all glory. We thank you for being that hedge of protection all around us. We thank you for being our support system that keeps us functioning day by day. Yes, Lord. We thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary. And we thank you for blessing us with your Holy Spirit. So today, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask that you give us a spirit to make us wise and to teach us to make wise decisions. We ask that you give us a spirit to discern right from wrong and wrong from right in the name of Jesus. We ask that you give us spiritual knowledge and wisdom so that when we are tempted by the enemy, we will be able to resist the evil forces that keep us out of the will of the Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, Father, we ask that you put your praise in our hearts and your worship on our lips, because we know that if we keep our minds stayed on you, victory is ours, happiness is ours, deliverance is ours. Yes, Lord, your word says you will keep those in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. So, Father, as we live in this evil and perverse world, and as we are forced and faced with decision-making every day, we ask that you lead and guide our thoughts and our understanding. We ask that you teach us how to believe and teach us how to live and how to behave and live a godly life. We ask that you open our eyes and our hearts to the things that blind us. Yes, Lord, we ask that you increase our will and our endeavors to stand on your word and on your principles. Oh, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you allow your glory to overshadow us. Your word says in Proverbs 15 and 22, without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed. So, Father, we thank you for being our counselor. We thank you for being our psychiatrist and our daily advisor. We thank you for being our everything. Oh God, your word says in Psalms 32 and 8, I will instruct you and teach you in the ways you should go. So Father, we receive you as our instructor and our teacher. We receive you as the voice we will obey. Oh Father, when other voices try and steer us in other directions, you will be the voice we call on in the time of need. You will be the voice we will listen to, God. You will be the voice that we will obey in the name of Jesus. So, Father, as we end this prayer, we ask that you continue to touch us, God, and teach us, God, how to make good wisdom and sound decisions, God. We ask that you strengthen us and bless us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Hanging with the Minister, which is the podcast for Melvin Maiden Ministries. I pray something was said that uplifted and blessed your soul. If you would like to partner with us and help spread the word of God, you can make a donation of any amount by visiting our website at www.reachingthepeople.net. That's www.reachingthepeople.net, and click the donation button, and it will give you several ways you can make a donation. Thank you for your support. Until next time, God bless you.